Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. Yes, here we are again after the slightly delayed second part of our Best of 25. We could have gone with Best of 25 all through 26, but we better not, because there's plenty more great new albums coming our way, all the best in modern and contemporary jazz, with, of course, myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And as you say, less than 2 months into 26, and already the bag full of new releases is so big we haven't had time to hear them all. However, in the name of bringing you the best selection of modern contemporary jazz, we'll give it a go. So, H, what's caught your attention this week, other than perhaps the odd optimistic crocus? Still sweeping up the Best of 25, or diving headfirst into the new stuff?
Bit of both, to be honest with you. A bit of sad news as well, of course. It seems to be coming in threes at the moment. Ralph Towner, Jack Dunionet just before Christmas, and very recently we heard of the passing of the great Richie Bearack, the pianist. So a couple of tracks to celebrate the wonderful music we had from Richie over the years and think a bit about his life. Some great stuff coming out from Jazz in Britain at the moment. Gordon Beck, I might have been at this gig at the Bass Clef, you never know. And a new one from Craig Taborn, which is interesting listening.
And from me, we fall headlong for our hexapod friends. We have a quiet faith. We're in a bit of a flap as we take to the sky, and to kick things off, we'll join our transatlantic friends in a good old whinge. Here's the Maria Schneider Orchestra with American Crow.
We'll be right back.
does paint incredible pictures, doesn't she, with sound. Maria Schneider and her friends with American Crow. She says, jazz shines a light on what we are allowing to slip away, our brittle and fractured world, making an art form more relevant today than ever before. The piece was originally composed as a commission for Emory University, but as Maria explains, it speaks of the toxicity of our present social discourse that's dissolved into an impenetrable knot of curated rage. We crow about each other incessantly, having lost almost any ability to wish to really listen and to understand those with whom we disagree. Couldn't agree with you more, Maria. And available from her Artist Share platform now as an EP, the track features Mike Rodriguez on lead trumpet along with the other 17 orchestra members. She says, this is really an extension of my previous album, Data Lords, and stresses the need for the world leaders to listen as well as talking if we're ever to achieve much needed peace in this unsettled world. And as usual, both thought-provoking and stunning. American Crow is out now.
Terrific stuff. And yeah, I do like Maria's. She's very quirky, like you say, painterly with the way she uses the orchestra and the timbres and the different orchestrations and such, like wonderful stuff. A man who we did see, I remember seeing way back when, and we saw him a few times, I think, over the years, but I think possibly first at the late lamented Bracknell Jazz Festival, Gordon Beck. A great character, a great pianist, one of those undersung heroes again, but has recently just been coming out on the wonderful Jazz in Britain. And I do recommend you take a look at their stuff. Wonderful music being released from the heyday, if you can call it that. Was there a heyday of Britain's great jazz? There's great jazz in Britain at the moment, I suppose. But this is the mid-1980s, and who knows, a gig I could have been at live at the Bass Clef in 1985 when I was indeed down in London, I think. 29th of September, Peter Ince's wonderful club over in Hoxton Square. No longer there, I'm afraid, which is a great shame. But these, as are so many of the releases from Jazz in Britain, taken from tapes of people in the band who recorded them. But they're not bootlegs. They are released with all full rights given. And this is beautifully packaged up if you get the CD with graphics and a great booklet as well with interviews with the remaining members of the band. Sadly, of course, Gordon himself no longer with us, but the likes of Ian Ballamy and Spike Wells and such like are still around. Certainly Dave Green's still around, the bass player still around, and Ian Bellamy played on the Isle of Man several times. I'd like to see him back here again. Anyway, let's have a listen. This track is called I Can't Tell You to Begin. Thank you. And there it goes, fading off into the distance. A great sound of Gordon Beck live at the Bass Clef in 1985 it was, 29th of September 1985. And a track simply called I Can't Tell You to Begin, made from tapes. The recordings transferred from cassette tapes in Spike Wells' archives. Great transfer by Dave Dring, who mastered the album. And as I say, liner notes from Simon Spillett and also surviving members of the band, Ian Bellamy, Dave Green, Liam Noble, Spike Wells, and special thanks to Gordon Beck's sister, Jude Kish, who approved the release of all this stuff. As I'm saying, it's all kosher and above board, as they say, along with the other surviving members of the band, Ian Bellamy, Dave Green, and Spike Wells. And a great liner note from Ian Bellamy on us as well, saying, I first became aware of Gordon when I was around about 17, when I heard him play on an album by Phil Woods and the European Rhythm Machine. I was a budding alto player at the time, consequently through Stan Sulzman. It gave me great support and guidance. I met Gordon Beck. I found Gordon to be encouraging, intense in equal measures, friendly, but clearly a complicated fellow. To my amazement, a few weeks later, he presented me with an autographed copy of Phil Wood's Sonata for Alto and Piano. The message read, when in doubt, chromatics. And he said, Gordon was clearly, or my impression of Gordon was partly formed by how other people portrayed his character. He was an unsettled, sometimes troubled, and clearly prone to doom-monger about the end of the world, Armageddon, or even the fate of a plane with the wrong-sounding engine that he could be on. Someone once told me he seriously considered building a nuclear fallout shelter at the end of his garden in Ely, Cambridgeshire, until someone tactfully pointed out that he could ironically be somewhere far away on tour when any nuclear attack might happen, so he didn't bother.
Should have built a reinforced suitcase to carry them to climb into.
Jazz in Britain and Gordon Beck live. I don't know. I can hear someone whistling. Might have been me. Who knows?
Some great Gordon Beck stuff around as well. I still love Sunbird. It's a fantastic album. That well worth digging out with Alan Holdsworth on it. Speaking of freely available, there's a site that we've enjoyed called the Live Jazz Lounge. com, and it's going to disappear at the end of February. It has loads and loads of concerts, he said, all with permission, all freely available, and he refers to the albums that are nearer to the concert gigs, but it's an absolute archive if you want to have a dive in and just have a scout around to some gigs that you might have been on and you could hear yourself whistling in the audience. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was lucky enough to be in Glasgow for a brief visit, made even briefer, I might say, by the stormy conditions, cancelling the boat on the Friday, so however, we caught the end of the fantastic Celtic Connections Festival, and I managed to fit four gigs in, three of them jazz, one folk, and one a new fascinating project by saxophonist Phil Bancroft called Beautiful Storm, and from their album Finding Hope, When All Is Lost, here's Insect Love. Phil Bancroft's Beautiful Storm with Insect Love, taken from the trio's debut release, Finding Hope When All Seems Lost. We know what you mean, Phil. Saxophonist Phil and drummer brother Tom were once the founders of the lamented Caber Records, which championed all things jazz in Scotland, including three great releases by their own trio AAB, which took the form of sax, bass and drums. And in some ways, I feel this is the next step for Phil. Last year, he swapped busy Edinburgh to rural East Lothian, and he's also completed a lengthy period of study into advanced rhythmic concept, and he feels this has fundamentally altered his approach to practice, composition and improvisation. He also launched his new Myriad Streams label and streaming platform. All the music on the site, myriadstreams.com, is free to listen and is constantly changing with weekly updates and new music being added all the time. But the label also has released Phil's back catalogue as well as Beautiful Storm's debut. The group is made up of longtime associate Graham Stephen on guitar and the Delhi-based Gayan Singh on tabla, and makes an interesting fusion of Scottish folk, free improvising, classical Indian music and post-pop jazz, a sort of trio AAB meets Shakti. And it went down an absolute storm on the closing night concert at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall.
Indeed, and you are listening to Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H, and of course, Chris. And more sad news. They seem to be coming in threes. So we, at the moment, some great jazz icons and people I sort of grew up listening to jazz with. Just before Christmas, great drummer Jack DeJohnette, one of the first ever jazz drummers. I really got sort of turned on to his style and his cymbal sound and everything else. Loved him playing with John Sermon. In January, the great Ralph Towner also departed to the Bandstand in the Sky, one of our all-time favourites, and certainly at least one, if not two albums on my Desert Island disc. list would include Ralph, and then just in the last week or so, Richie Berach, another perhaps not quite as well known to everyone, but a fantastic player coming out of the bebop mould and playing. He did actually fall out with ECM and with Manfred at some stage, and so later on moved on to other albums, other labels I should say, but a fantastic player and played in all sorts of styles, had his own unique style sort of formed from a bebop background, but could play in so many different ways and with so many different setups. And most famously, perhaps, he had a great partnership. He played quite a lot with Billy Hart and with also, of course, the great sax player Dave Liebman. I thought we'd have a little tribute to Richie. Early and late, 1979, one of the first albums I heard him play on, a cracking album called Elm, one of the two or three albums he did on ECM before they fell out. Richie on piano, George Mratt's bass, and indeed Jack DeJohnette on drums, 1979. And then in 2017, live at Birdland in New York with the great lineup of Randy Brecker, George Mratz, Gregor Hubner, and Billy Hart. Starting back in the 70s with Elm.
Thank you.
live in Birdland. Gregor Hubner on violin, Randy Brecker at trumpet, George Marsh bass, the great Billy Hart at the drums, and at piano, Richie Berak, who we sadly lost just a few days ago. Wonderful player. Never got to see him live, sadly. We never got to interview him. He sounded like a real character, and there's a great video interview with him. Long form, about 50 minutes or so, I think, on YouTube, if you go and look, where he talks all about his life and starting out and how he fell out with Manfred Eicher, unfortunately, about sort of artistic differences rather than anything else. And came from a classical background, well-trained, sort of bebop style, and said in one interview, "When you're young, the whole world is trying to get you to sound like someone else so they can market you." Perhaps a realistic, a realist or a cynic, I don't know. Wonderful player, like I said, and happily a lot of recordings knocking around for you to enjoy. Lookout Farm as well, and his trio with Billy Hart. Check him out if you haven't done so before, and enjoy the music.
Fantastic. And in fact, Billy Hart, who we hoped to have seen last year, wasn't well at the time, but he has been on 3 releases I've had so far this year already. Now, next up for me, an album from recent Guildhall graduate, drummer, pianist, composer and band leader Finn Gnocchi, on his debut release, Tacit Trust, which came out last summer on the Fresh Sounds New Talent label, founded in Spain in 1983 by Jordi Pujol, and now the label has over 1,000 releases. I played a few of their albums on the show, but delving into their more recent releases has brought forth a great variety of new names and new talent worth exploring, including this one. Here's Finn with the title track, Tacit Trust. Thank you. Finn Gnocchi with the title track of his debut release, Tacit Trust, along with fellow quartet members Josh Short on trumpet, Rasmus Sorensen on piano, Nico Klurfer on bass, and of course Finn at the drums. Tacit Trust is out now, and don't forget to have a listen to some more of those Fresh Sounds new talent releases. You won't be disappointed. Well, that's just about it for this week's show, but we have just got time to fit in a track from the latest edition released from saxophonist, composer and Kneebody frontman Ben Wendell, with a lineup perhaps more reminiscent of a Steve Reich recording. The group features four percussionists on vibes and marimba, along with Ben weaving a sinuous path on sax and electronics. The album's called Barcode, written in a strange way, but never mind. And from it, here's Birds Ascend. And speaking of ascending birds, it's time for us to take flight too. See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll fly by.
Bye now.